You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Kulechem. So Baalei Sod, they teach us Atem, it's the same letters of Emet. What does Emet mean? What does truth mean?
Absolute justice.
What is absolute?
Pure.
Sorry?
Absolute pure. Hashem.
God. Emet?
Yeah.
Now, like let's say, it does, I mean, are you amiti? Are you truthful? What does that mean?
You don't lie.
I'm sorry?
You are sincere.
You know people that lie?
No.
No, for sure.
Sincere.
Sorry?
Sincere.
Sincere. Emet. But everybody has his own emet, no?
Uh-huh.
You know, it's very interesting, you know, people say, be-emet, be-emet. So people, they say, be-emet. What emet? You know, is it the emet that I feel or I believe is emet? But what is emet?
Reality.
Sorry?
The reality.
I know, the reality is man-made.
Only the emet is
no?
Ah,
beautiful, very nice. So how do you write emet? Aleph, mem, tav. It's very interesting that this term, the first letter, the middle and the end has been picked. The beginning, the middle and the end. So that's what the emet is. So what does that mean?
Alphabet.
Say?
Alphabet. Aleph, mem,
tav. Yeah. Beginning, middle and the end.
Yeah.
But, so why emet is the beginning letter of the alphabet and then the middle and the end?
Because something is true, it's true from self. Doesn't matter where you are, it's still there.
Sorry?
Doesn't matter where you are, it's still there.
Ah, so the beginning, you accept that's what you should do, right? Right. That's the two partners, right? Say the hours, vacation, you know how much percent you have to take. So now, if everything goes smoothly and the customers come and you make money, so then obviously that's what you do. So now, if it's not so, and then you're not making as much money, so then what happens?
Next door follow.
So you see, the money is missing. The cash register, you know, has a hole. So what happened all of a sudden? So then your emet, the reality all of a sudden changed. So the mem was misplaced. The aleph, you accepted it. And the mem all of a sudden is not there. And then the taf, the taf, all of a sudden you see, they're not around anymore. They're not around anymore. Follow? So what does emet means? From the origin to the middle and to the end, you stick to it. Any aspects of the life, should not deform the emet. But see, sheker is an interesting term because the letters right comes right after one another. That's what the sheker is. Kuf resh shin. So what does that mean? The kuf resh shin.
Can't stand.
They don't. It's not. They not. Stable, because on the bottom is pointed. But the point matter here is, first of all, emet takes time. Because it's an aleph, and then you go to the middle and to the end. To create emet, and go by emet, and see the result, it takes time. Sheker is right after one another. Fast. You know, right away. So that means something that takes long is emet. Something that is chick-chack is sheker. Any step in life that you take, if it's hard, it's challenging, that means it's emet. But the sheker, right away, you build up this, that, and in the same aspect, emet lasts, because the aleph ben tav, you see, look at the bottom, is flat, it stays. But sheker, no matter how much you build, how much you collect, it's gonna collapse. But here, the point here is, atem nitzavim hayom kulechem. That means hayom relates to Rosh Hashanah. So in a few days, you have to stand in front of Ribbono Shel Olam and say, Ribbono Shel Olam, I was amiti. I was real. I mean, Hashem is laughing, cannot hold himself. Who are you talking to? That's why we need to stand in front of Ribbono Shel Olam and say, I was amiti, I was real. And that's what the message here is, that we go through this parasha right before Rosh Hashanah. Happened to be a mother and a kid. They got in the bus. Before they get in the bus, so the mother tells the boy, just tell the driver you're 4, so you get a discount. He was 5 years old. So they go up the bus, and the bus driver asked the boy, how old are you? He says, 4. So then he asked him, when are you going to be 5? So he said, when I go out of the bus. It's hard. It's not easy. Everybody is doing it. What do you expect from me? How can I make a living? How can I go through life? You're right. But you're wasting your time. Whatever you collect, whatever you toil for, it's going to go down the drain. But not only that, this is the prescription, the remedy, the solution. You can go through Rosh Hashanah to build up the year to come, full of Hasacha, and Chas V'Shalom should not be expecting that people that walk into your store or deal with your business, they provide your income. Chas V'Shalom. Chas V'Shalom. Ribbono Shel Olam, he's the one that is the source of the blessing. You don't look at, people, what they provide for you. Lo lide matenot basar v'adam. Chas V'Shalom. Chas V'Shalom. Emet. Hashem is akeno, that even though that we get in the bus, we stay 5 years old. And he's gave us Hashem Shalom Adenachat, Ketiva Bachatima Tova, the Kolam Yisrael, and thank you.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.